everyone. Thank you for tuning into Tink's Corner. I hope your day is as amazing as you are. If your day isn't that great, I hope that it gets better. I hope this past week for y'all, I hope that this past week was amazing for y'all. If not amazing, I know amazing is a hard bar to hit. I hope y'all had a good week. My week wasn't ideal, but all I can do is pray on it, give it up to God, and keep it moving. My advice to y'all today, just because you're feeling some negative energy, your week wasn't that great, your day wasn't that great, do not let that get you off course from what you need to do. You still have goals to achieve. You still have things to do. You still have places to be. Time is not going to stop, so neither should you. Today's episode is really just going to be about me. It's kind of an introduction into me, how I grew up, where I go to school, what my podcast is going to be about, why I named my podcast Tink's Corner. Just stuff like that. And then today's topic is going to be freshman advice. So I hope y'all enjoy. Let's go ahead and get into it. So my name is Anaya. I have friends that call me Naya. I have friends that call me Sine. I have very few friends that call me Tinky. Tinky is the name that my mom gave me when I was little, like 5 years old. She hasn't called me that since I hit maybe 12, maybe 10 through 12, one of those. Somewhere in there, she stopped calling me that. But recently, I've been loving it. I've been thinking on it. The name is very cute. It fits me. I love the way. I just love it. I really do. So the name is kind of a safe space for me, and I want this podcast to be a safe space for y'all as well as me. This is a safe space for y'all to ask me advice. Sometimes I need advice, so I'm going to be asking y'all for advice. We finna have conversations, okay? We finna talk. This is also, I'm going to give y'all a lot of motivation, because sometimes I need the motivation myself. So it's not just me speaking to y'all, it's also me speaking to myself. Encouragement, I know encouragement is something that a lot of people need nowadays, because as we're getting older, life gets harder. Life does not stop. So it's just hard to navigate sometimes. Sometimes we get lost in the sauce. please. Okay. Yes, I named it Tink's Corner so that it's a safe space for me as well as y'all. The Instagram is tinks.corner. The Twitter I have is tinks_corner. And the YouTube, it tells me that the thing is like tinks.corner72. I don't know if you look up Tink's Corner and see if it's on there. I don't know. If it's not, we're going to figure it out. We're going to figure it out, y'all. I am 19. I am a sophomore at Texas Southern University. I love TSU. A lot of people have their issues with TSU. A lot of people hate on us. But, baby, I love my HBCU. I love my HBCU down. Can't nobody tell me nothing about it. I am a sophomore currently, but I'm going to be a junior next semester. They said it's due to me bringing in some credits from high school, because I took dual credit English. I don't know how one class has had me skipping grades, but apparently that's what happened. So I'm excited about that. I'm really excited about that. My podcast is kind of just going to be about the college experience, but I'm also going to have some conversations that don't just apply to the college experience. I know everybody's not in college. Everybody's on their own journey. Everybody's on their own path. So some of these conversations are going to apply to people that are not in college as well. But, I started this platform, this podcast, because I see a lot of YouTubers talk about freshman advice, but they don't go any deeper into the college experience after that. And I feel like a lot of people feel kind of lost. Yes, there's people that you could ask, but sometimes they don't know. So it's like, where do you go? So I don't know everything. Please. I do not know everything. I do not know everything, y'all. I really don't. But I want to do what I can to help everybody. I grew up as a product of two very blessed and happy parents. They divorced when I was about 5 years old, and I've kind of just been back and forth with them growing up. Not when I say back and forth, I mean like bouncing from house to house. But it wasn't hard for me. It wasn't difficult for me. They still have a very good relationship between them and their issues, if they had any, and never occurred to me. I was oblivious, young and oblivious, or they did very good keeping that under wraps. And I love that. I love that they never brought me into any of their drama. I feel like that's very important when it comes to parents and their children. I aspire to be a TV personality. When I explain that to people, they kind of don't know what I mean. If you've heard of Dish Nation, that's kind of what they do. They talk about things that are in the media while also talking about real life topics. That's kind of what I want to do. I wouldn't mind doing something like The Breakfast Club or things like that. I have been told I have a voice for radio. I work in customer service, so when I'm at work, I talk to like at least 100 people a day, and that can get very draining. It can be extremely draining, but I love money, so gotta get the money. So when I do answer the calls, some of the people are pretty creepy, y'all. Some of the men can get very creepy. One man, he literally was talking about, "Your voice sexy as hell." Please don't tell me that. Please don't say that to me, because now I don't even want to answer any more calls. I need a break. I'm going home. I'm packing up my stuff and I'm going home. I'm not talking to nobody else. Don't say that to me. But they're like, "You have a very soft voice." They're like, "You have the perfect voice for radio. Like, your voice is very comforting. It's very soothing." And I'm like, thank y'all. Like, I get told that a lot. A lot of people tell me that I have a nice voice. So this is also a way for me to kind of test that theory out, see where everybody's heads at or with that. Now we can get into today's topic, which is fashion advice. This isn't going to be a long episode, kind of just because this is mainly my introduction and I want to see everybody's ideas. I want to see where y'all's heads are at with how I go about this in the future. Any questions, any comments, any concerns, any suggestions for future reference? I'm open to all of it. I want to grow this podcast. I want y'all to come on my journey with me as I continuously learn. Because once again, this is not just about me. This is for y'all as well. So for freshman advice, I'm kind of going to cover the basics, but I feel like it's just so much to talk about when it comes to that, because coming into college, it is a brand new world. It is a whole new experience. It's your first step into adulthood, genuinely. It's your first step into adulthood. So I just ended my freshman semester. And y'all, if I could explain those last two semesters in one word, it would be drama. No, genuinely. But my first two semesters, nothing but drama. And not even just like, for me, it's literally new drama every day. Every day. It's new drama every day. There's always something going on. And that's my first piece. Like, for freshmen, there is something always going on campus. If you're bored, if you feel like you don't have anything to do, I promise you there's literally always something going on campus, especially TSU campus. They send them emails all the time talking about, "Oh, there's this today, there's this going on. So y'all shouldn't be bored. There's really something always for you to do. So I stayed on campus, but not really on campus. I stayed in Courtyard. Courtyard is these apartments that are like, I don't even know how to explain. They're like around the corner, but they're still on campus. Like, I could walk on campus anytime I want, but they're not on the Tiger Walk like Towers or like Lanier. They're not on the Tiger Walk like that. So my experience staying in Courtyard, I had my own room, and baby, I could not explain how crucial and how important that was to me. I've always had my own room. So for me to have my own room and my own space was extremely important to me. I enjoy my privacy. Whenever I needed the time for myself, I could always just close my door. lock my door, and take that time to myself. That was very important to me. Now, the typical freshman living arrangement is you have to share a room with someone. Now, that's also not ideal, but hey, it takes a lot of discipline, because y'all split the room in half and y'all share the bathroom. So I have a couple of friends who roommate situations did not work out as desired, because people don't know how to clean up with after themselves. People know how to keep up their space. Even some people in Courtyard, y'all have to share the bathroom. So you need to learn how to clean up your space. If you do not know how to discipline yourself well enough to clean up after yourself, I advise you just don't stay on campus, because that's something that you have to do. You have to share your bathroom. Unless you get, Tier Western has these two-bedroom, two-bathroom. If you want to get that, if you feel like you can't clean up a space and be considerate to clean up a space for someone else that you're living with, you need to have your own space. Own bathroom, own bedroom, own kitchen. You need stay in a studio. Stay in a studio, because you're inconveniencing me. This is not just your room. I have to share this with you. So not only are you only worrying about yourself, you have no consideration for me, who also has to live here. There's no reason the trash should be overflowing. There's no reason that there should be a mess in the bathroom. Like, it's not okay. It's not okay. So that's my first piece of advice. If you know you cannot clean up after yourself, if you know you don't have the discipline to have consideration for somebody else's space as well as yours, get your own space and get your complete own space. My next topic, my next little piece, freshman year is when you really meet your friends. For us, freshman week, I don't even remember freshman week. If I'm being 1,000% honest, I can barely remember freshman week. It's really a blur. I remember the pals. Oh my gosh, y'all. They was coming in there with the pots and pans every day. And some people, they couldn't handle it. So they was over here reporting them, complaining. And I'm like, y'all, this is really a part of the experience. I enjoyed it. I didn't listen all the time, but I enjoyed it. I feel like it is a fun little, it's fun for them, and it's also supposed to be fun for us. Some people were coming out the hallways and dancing with the pals. They had music and everything. So granted, sometimes I didn't wake up. It was still a good part of the experience for me. My pals made up most of my freshman week. Even now, I still talk to some of my pals, and they're very helpful for me. That's what the whole point of being a pal is. The pals are there to continuously be there for you. They're your mentors. They're there to give you advice. They're there to help you. Whatever questions you have, you could ask them, because they were once just like you. They were once freshmen just like you. So I use my pals to my advantage. I ask my pals all the questions I need. I really don't. Doesn't go a week where I don't talk to my pals. I talk to them all the time. There is my mentor. Her name is Maddie. She's a pal, but she wasn't my pal. I talk to her at least like once a week. Like, she's very helpful for me. So the mentors that you get as a freshman, I'm not going to say use them to your advantage, because that sounds very wrong, but talk to them. That's what they're there for, you to be able to talk to them. And they're very helpful. So I advise you, use the pals, use the mentors that you get your freshman week. Freshman week is the main place for you to meet friends. Most of my friends that I have now, I met them during freshman week. So we still talk to this day. And even though, let me tell y'all, it started off with about 20 of us. It started off with about 20 of us, if not a little bit more of that. The group has split in half because drama. Like I said, drama. So the group has split in half, and I still talk to them. They still talk to me, but everybody's not cool with everybody. So, and that's also something that you need to learn. You cannot get along with everybody. Everybody's not going to get along with you. You will not get along with everybody. Everybody's personalities don't blend well. It's just something that you have to live and learn. Not everybody is your friend. That's something that you'll also have to live and learn. Freshman week, use that. They're going to show you around the campus. They're going to give you insights on the campus. They taught us all of the chants. I like my tea in front of my S in front of my U. You know, that's how we do at TSU. Let's go, Tigers, Tigers. That's my favorite chant every time. Football games, that's the first thing I'll say. The football games, yes. We only have 4 home games this year. Last year, as a freshman, I loved going to the games. You have to get out the house to meet people. Do not sit in that dorm all day every day. You will be complaining about you being bored. You'll complain about you not having friends. You have to leave your dorm in order to make friends. You have to. Like I said, I met my friends during freshman week. I meet new people every day just by walking around the campus, having class. I speak in my classes. So I speak to people in my classes. So I find that as a way for me to make friends. Another piece of freshman advice, do not procrastinate. Do not procrastinate. Please do not procrastinate. That will be that's my number one piece of advice. I procrastinated my first semester. Me and my friends, we was out at parties every week. We went to every party from freshman week to a little bit before Halloween. So August 19th, that's when freshman week started. August 19th till about August 19th till about October 20-something. We was at parties every weekend, and it got very boring very fast. They will play the same music at these parties. They will play the same music at every party, mostly because the DJs are going to probably be the same DJs. So you will hear the exact same songs every Friday, every Saturday. It's not going to change. If those are your songs and that's what you, man, go ahead, turn up to that song every single time. But for us, once you do it every weekend, it feels repetitive. It gets boring. So I advise that you separate or stagger the parties that you go to. Do not go to a party every weekend. You could choose to go to a party this weekend, then two weeks later you're like, oh, okay, I feel like going to another party. So now you built yourself up the energy to go. We was going to parties, and my priorities, I'm not gonna say my priorities were messed up, because I knew to do my work, but I would wait till the last minute to do my work, and that is not a good decision at all. Because if you wait till the last minute and you're reading it, and now you have a question to ask your teacher, you can't ask your teacher. Do not text them teachers after 5 p.m. You won't get them. Really, if you email those teachers after 3, you're not getting a response, babe. Let me go ahead and tell you that now. Even to this day, I email my teachers a little bit before 3. There's emails I still haven't gotten responses to this day. You need to go talk to your teachers in person. And if you do that last minute, you cannot talk to your teachers in person. You want to know why? Because they aren't there, especially if you're doing your homework at night. They are not there. Most of their office hours are around 11 to 1 to 2. Most teachers, that's usually when their office hours are. So if you, I advise you start your work in the morning if you don't have class, or do your work in between your classes. Break up your work, because if you wait till Friday, most work and most assignments are due either Fridays or Sundays. So if you do those before, like start your work on Wednesday or start your work on Tuesday, you go ahead and have an advance on all of that. And any questions that you have the time to ask those questions. Procrastination is your biggest enemy. Procrastination was my biggest enemy. My fall semester, I was humbled. I was humbled because as a freshman, you're learning how to be an adult. You're now living without your parents. You're now living on your own. I call my mom all the time. I talk to my mom every day. Every day, every time I had an issue, she is the first person I'm calling. And she told me, she was like, first semester, like, if you aren't on it, it's going to be a very humbling experience. And that's exactly what happened. But spring semester, baby, once I learned how fall semester really was, oh, I got on it. I got on it, and I got on it fast. So, and yeah, I made it on the president's list. So when I say it humbled me, it definitely humbled me. I learned my lesson. I don't procrastinate anymore, but some people are more visual learners than like hearing it. I'm one of those people. I learn the hard way, and that's my problem. I need to stop doing that, but I have to learn the hard way because this just, I have to experience it in order to know how it feels, and that's something that I'm also working on. But as you are becoming an adult and becoming grown, you do not need to do everything that grown folks are doing. I'm talking about sex. Sex is not a necessity, okay? Because with sex can come diseases. With sex can come kids. With sex can become other health issues. You do not need. You are grown. You could do what you wanted to do with your body. But sex is not a necessity. It really isn't. Because especially with just random people. Because that is, I don't know how hard or how much I can express that is so unsafe in so many ways. Living in Texas, a baby is the last thing that I really need to be worried about. Being in college, a baby is like the last thing that you kind of want to, because you're still learning and growing yourself. So it's hard to take care of yourself as well as another human being. But a lot of people do it, and I'm proud of the people that are doing it. Claps to you. You are strong. You are beautiful. You are amazing, and I have so much respect for you. But not everybody has the mental capacity. Not everybody is mentally prepared to take care of a child, and that is okay. That is okay. You're still growing up yourself, so I advise that you use protection or you don't do it at all. A lot of these boys are very fast, and there is a 80% chance that you are not the only sexual partner that they are having. Get tested. That is also very important. Make sure you are getting tested. Make sure that you are being careful. You can feel that you are being grown, and college is technically being grown without some of the responsibilities, but once you have those responsibilities, then it's a whole different type of story. So like I said, you can be an adult, but you don't have to do everything that adults are doing. Okay. Mental health. Take care of your mental health. If you need a day, go ahead and take that day. But I would say because they took away our mental health days. Why? I couldn't even tell you, because everybody went ballistic. Everybody was crazy. How are you going to take away the days that we need to take care of ourselves? If you don't take care of yourself, you will burn out. Most definitely. You are definitely going to burn yourself out. So I advise that you take those days to yourself. If your friends are going out, it's okay to miss out. If your friends are going out, it is okay to say, hey, like, I don't want to go out. I kind of need some time to get myself together, get my mind right. I need to do that. And if your friends don't understand that, I'm not going to lie, those are not your friends. That's my first. If your friends don't understand that you need to take time for yourself or that you don't always want to go out, those are not your friends. Plain and simple as that, because your health should be a priority to them as well. Your mental health should be a priority to them as well. So, I thought the mic was muted. I was going to get so mad. But yes, you should be a priority to your friends as much as they are a priority to you. I have met some of the most amazing people while I've been at school. But like I said, everybody's not your friend. That's a very important piece of information. Everybody's not your friend. You don't need to tell your business to everybody. Do not tell your business to everybody, because there is no guarantee that they are not telling your business to somebody else. There is no guarantee that they are not telling your business to somebody else. Side chat. Let's talk about side chat. I don't think everybody's isn't called side chat. Some people are called different things. I don't know what, but it's some interesting names that I've heard. But for us, it's called side chat. When I told y'all about the drama, side chat stirred up a lot of drama. I think it was either fall semester. I think it was fall semester. People's relationships were getting posted on side chat. Who people were talking to were getting posted on side chat. They talk about if you're talking to this person, like, go ahead and tell me now. Or like, who messed with this person? Who messed with that person? That was one of the most messiest things that I have ever seen happen in my life. Because there's no way y'all are so un-P. That was so un-P. But I was the one. I'm talking about, hey, if I see you on Snapchat, just know it's raps. But other people were also posting themselves. That has to be the most corniest thing that I have ever heard. Why are you posting yourself on side chat talking about who messed with it? Now you just want attention and you weird. Gross. Yuck. Just yuck. But side chat also will give you a lot of information. If you have questions, there are people on there that will help you as well. One of the most asked questions are always about financial aid, student accounting, that refund. That's mostly what people ask about. But they also ask about events. Like, if you need pre-sales for events, get your pre-sales. Get them pre-sales, because that door price is crazy every single time. Get the pre-sales while you have the chance, while you have the opportunity. Get your pre-sales. Yeah, the pre-sale would be like $10. It's very rare that I've heard of like $5 or $15 pre-sales. Some people might do that. I don't know, but pre-sales are really like around $10. I'm a part of this party promoter group called Family First. We have a Backwoods and Bonfires party on October 2nd, and we're selling pre-sales right now. They're trying to get them sold out, so if y'all need pre-sales for that, go ahead and let me know, I guess. I'm sorry. Yeah, side chat is very messy, very, 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 very messy, but it's very helpful in some senses. That's what it's supposed to be there for. It's supposed to be there for advice, but they use it for other things as well. Okay, my last piece of advice, I believe this is my last piece of advice. If I have anything else to tell y'all, I will put it on my story. I'll put it on my page. I'll put it somewhere. I'll let y'all know. I'll put it on my Twitter. Y'all should go follow my Twitter. Y'all should subscribe to my YouTube. And y'all should follow my Instagram, so I can keep this journey going. My last piece of advice is get active on campus. Get active on campus in every way you can. There are about 300 organizations on campus. When I say about 300 organizations on campus, I literally mean about 300 organizations on campus. There are organizations for Campus Pals. There are organizations for UPC. There is SGA, the Student Government Association. There are Greek organizations. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell a single soul that you want to join a Greek. Do not, do not, do not. It is not the smartest decision. Do not do it. Do not do it. Don't do it. There are orgs for mental health. There are orgs for your majors. There are different orgs for different things. All you really have to do is just ask. If you ask about, like, oh, is there an org for computer science? Is there an org for people that like robots? Is there an org for journalism or journalists? There's an org for everything, I promise you. And if there's not, baby, go ahead and make that org yourself. I have my friend, she's actually making her own org, and I'm very proud of her. So make that org. If you don't see that it's there for you and what you want to do and what you want for yourself and what you want for the campus, make your own org. Go ahead and do it. And honestly, I commend you a lot, because it's a lot of work and it's a lot of pressure. But the orgs are great ways for you to get acclimated on campus. If you want to do things like be Mr. TSU, Miss TSU, things like that, you have to have your face out there. So that's a good way for you to be on campus and get known on campus. Well, that was my last piece of advice for y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I hope y'all tune in again next Wednesday. As I stated, I hope I was able to bring a little bit of light to your day. I'm still learning, and I want y'all to learn with me, because y'all are now a part of my family. So thank y'all for this. And once again, thank y'all for the support. It means the world to me. I can't explain how great it all means to me. But continue to be yourself and make sure that you do it beautifully. I love you, and thanks again. Mwah.